And that's what started the year-long study to all 48 state capitals. I went to each and every capital, researching the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution in every phase that I could find in every book that was available to me at that time. And after I had completed 27 states, I knew that there was a very, very serious problem. Of course, I knew that before, because not one state out of the 27 that I had looked at to begin with, not one had ratified the amendment. In one way or the other, they all made changes. Capitalization, punctuation, wording. They did not agree with the wishes of the Congress of the United States, so they changed the amendment. And that is something they do not have the authority nor the power to do. There was a memorandum that I found at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., that was drafted by a man by the name of Reuben J. Clark on February the 15th of 1913. And Reuben Clark pointed out the discrepancies, the errors of what the states had done. He told Philander Chase Knox, who was the Secretary of State, that the states had not ratified. Philander Chase Knox went ahead anyhow, even though he had the certified notarized documents that came back from the states showing that they did not agree with the wishes of Congress. And on February the 25th of 1913, he signed a proclamation stating that the 16th Amendment had been ratified by all of the states, including the state of Kentucky. When very clearly on its face, you can see that 9 will never become greater than 22. Believe me, I can't wait until I get back into court or have the IRS indict me or Commissioner Rossetti indict me or someone in the federal government indict me and put one of the federal judges on the witness stand that I know very well and ask him, when in your wildest dreams or comprehension will 9 ever become greater than 22? You explain that to the jury. If you can get that by, then I'll file a tax return, but not until.
Well, Bill, how many of these certified documents do you have?
I have 17,000 certified notarized documents. There's probably a little bit in excess of, but when I went to trial, I had to give a copy of that documentation to the prosecutors and to the judge. I personally made all 34,000 copies on my own copy machine because you've got to be extremely careful with the certified notarized documents. If you break the ribbon, if you cut the ribbon, or if the seal is dislodged, then the documentation is no longer useful. It is worthless. You have to go back to the state and do the work all over again. The documents have to be notarized, they're certified, to begin with when the Secretary of State sends to the governor of each and every state the 16th Amendment, as in this case, or any other amendment. When he sends that to the various states, the governor calls the General Assembly into session and tells them that the United States Congress would like them to adopt the 16th Amendment or whatever amendment is before them. And the only thing that they can do is to vote with the yea, with the nay, with the yes, with the no, and that is all. Otherwise, we would have 48 different versions of the law. Which one should we go by?
Okay, so you now have these 17 to 18,000 certified documents in your possession.
They are in my possession, yes. And they're ready to go in court anytime anyone indicts me or indicts anyone else that I might represent in one way or the other, because there is a reliance defense program that I prepared in 1993. And since that time to this day, no one has had a problem after they've brought a large box of material to the IRS, which is a 14 by 14 by 14 box that weighs 43 pounds. They're all government records, government documents, government material. It isn't anything that I've really written or drafted. It's what the government has done.